Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's play Beat Migs.
I will be anyone that calls in to play the game. He's smarter than you. Makes you look lame. 60 seconds on the clock. You're going down, and I'm gonna rock. It's time to play the game. Yeah. So everybody scream his name. Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
It is time to beat. We've made it! It's Friday!
It's Friday!
Kenny's back and he's jumping!
Yeah, he is. Look at that.
Friday!
Yeah!
Fun.
Happy Friday, everyone! Hope you have some plans for the weekend!
All right, cool. That's usually what happens. Even if you're sitting at home, you got plans.
Exactly. Maybe watch a show or play some video games. I mean, that's basically what I'm doing.
That's pretty much rest weekend.
Yeah, that's it.
We're going to try and get outside and just walk.
Oh, good call.
We're supposed to be decent. So.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Good, because, yeah, like, every time I've been trying to, like, oh, I think I'll work out today and go for a walk, and then I'm like, oh, darn, it's raining. I guess I can't.
Bummer.
Yeah, oh, so sad. Let's get to our contestant today. We got Scott in Bremerton. Scott, are you there?
I am.
Excellent. All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Scott will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Scott, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Russell Brand and Jonah Hill starred in the comedy Get Him to the What?
Three.
Yes. What is the term for mass per unit volume? Which Guy Fieri show was known as Triple D?
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
What was that?
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Yes! From 78 to 97, Steve Perry was the lead vocalist of what band?
Aerosmith.
No.
Journey.
Yes! Which Spice Girl was the only one named after a spice?
Ginger.
Yes! What is the capital of Sweden?
Pass.
Marbled and mallard are both types of what bird?
Duck.
Yes. Which video game company originally brought Pac-Man to home consoles?
Atari.
Yes. What is the real first name of singer Demi Lovato?
Pass.
What is 11 squared?
22.
No.
No, 133.
No.
122.
No. What is the term for mass per unit volume?
I don't know.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, correct.
Okay, there you go. You having a hard time there?
Yeah. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yep.
Six, going, Mr. Six, math. Six.
Yeah, there you go. It's like I'm asking math questions. I can barely count myself right
Doing
now.
Doing a great job, though.
I'm trying.
Are you, though?
I'm trying to get through this.
Yeah, I feel like that's not the truth.
Well,
I mean, you're getting through it.
Okay.
Whether or not you're trying, I mean, I just feel like, you know, you're coasting.
Attempts were made.
You're just coasting along, however it ends. You know what I mean? If the boat tips over, it tips over. You're like, whatever.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, fair enough.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
Hey, look at Steve.
That's right.
Look at him.
Just look at him.
Stare at him uncomfortably.
Just look at it.
Russell Brand and Jonah Hill starred in the comedy Get Him to the What?
Oh, that's one of my favorite movies. Get Him to the Greek.
Yes.
That's such a good movie.
What's the term for
Jeffrey?
What's the term for mass per unit volume?
Term mass per unit. Massolo.
No.
69.
No.
Pass.
Which Guy Fieri show is known as Triple D?
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Yes. From 78 to 97, Steve Perry was the lead vocalist of what band?
Journey.
Yes. Which Spice Girl is the only one named after a spice?
Ginger.
Yes.
Yes.
What is the capital of Sweden?
Helsinki.
No.
Finland.
No.
Finland, yes, it is.
Sedin.
No?
Sedin.
What the hell is Sedin?
Alexander Sedin?
Marbled and mallard are both types of what bird?
Duck?
Yes. What video game company originally brought Pac-Man to home consoles?
Atari.
Yes. What is the real first name of singer Demi Lovato?
Deborah?
No.
Danny?
No.
Demily?
No.
Demily.
What is 11 squared?
111.
No.
122.
No.
Oh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's another tie.
Oh. Not a bad game, Scotty.
Better than last.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all it takes is to be better than last, brother.
Pretty much how I think whenever I watch the Devils losing a shootout. Well, it's
Yeah. 11 squared is very close to 122.
121.
Yes.
I knew it.
121.
Ah, dang it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Does anybody know the real first name of singer Demi Lovato?
Is it Dimitri?
So close.
Wow, I was joking.
Dimitria.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I should have known that. Dimitria.
You almost knew it.
Oy, oy, oy. I was joking. All right. I didn't know there was such thing as a Dimitria.
Well, there's at least one.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense. I mean, there you got the masculine and feminine version of that name. And
yeah.
I don't know that language.
I wish it was Demily.
Demily.
Demily's that, is
a great name.
Demily.
You don't see too many Demilies out there. Let's own it.
I'm pretty sure you see none.
Yeah.
No, well, you should have called little baby tater tot Demily.
No, you know, I
think he would have been overruled on that one.
Yeah. I'm fine with Tatum.
What's the capital of Sweden? By the way, Steve, also, I love the fact that you said Helsinki, and then you said the country that is actually yes. Helsinki, the capital. Live with Finland.
Yes. Did a great job.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you got capitals. I mean, that's all that matters. I
know once you say it, I'm going to be like, ah, of course it's that.
Steve, do you have a syndrome? Am we right about that?
Stockholm?
Yes.
There you go.
Stockholm, Sweden.
Mm.
That's it, buddy.
And then finally, this is another math one that people probably won't get. The term for mass per unit volume.
I should know this, and I don't.
Density.
Oh, I'm too dense to know that.
Hey, no, thank you for insulting yourself on that.
No problem, buddy.
Congrats to Scott and Steve on tying.
That's how you do it. And Steve gets no song.
No song.
Got this guy. His name is Sam, and he may have saved your Zoom life because there are people who just can't stand Zoom. And a lot of folks, of course, ever since the pandemic started, have had to do all these Zoom meetings. And Sam has come up with an app that can help you get out of those Zoom meetings. And it's called Zoom Escaper. Steve, where were you for this? See, this someone is developing apps. They're coming up with these bright ideas. I think this would have been something you would have come up with.
It is a pretty genius idea, especially if this continues. Where I have a feeling that a lot of people are going to keep the Zoom meetings going on, even when things, quote unquote, come back to normal, because I think a lot of people are still going to work from home.
Oh, I love the idea of that. I had another Zoom meeting yesterday, and I thought it was fantastic. It was like, you know what? I used to have to go to lunch and have these kind of meetings, but to be able to do it from my house... You know, just meet somebody like that, and it's like I don't have to drive in traffic to get anywhere for lunch. I'm thinking, I'm with you, Steve. I think I want to do Zoom meetings anytime anybody wants to meet with me.
You know what? Honestly, the best thing I did is get it on my laptop because I used to just do all my Zoom meetings on my phone, and it's way more annoying because you can't do the gallery. You can only have a couple.
Yes.
You know, once I realized, oh, if I do it on my laptop, I could see everybody on one screen. It's a lot more tolerable.
Yeah, that is a game changer. You're absolutely right. Doing it on even on an iPad, which was a little better than a phone, you still didn't get the whole gallery.
It only took me a year to figure this out.
Well, you know what? Hey, buddy. You know what? You were working on, you've got your other apps, Boober and all this. You can't be expected to know everything.
Hey, I got a kid, man. I don't have all this time to figure things out.
That's the other thing, too. You'll forget about it. You're never going to have time to figure out anything. That kid's going to go. If it's not a kid-related dad, you're not doing it.
So what does this app do?
So what it does is it plays audio effects that could give you an excuse to leave a Zoom meeting that you have no interest in. And here's Sam demonstrating how this works.
But if I go to Zoom Escaper, I can add echo to my voice, so I can make you know myself echo with feedback, delay, and just do this until no one is willing to be in a Zoom call with you anymore.
Back in my festival days, that's how it sounded inside of my head some nights.
Yeah, right?
Look, I've been guilty of this. This happens every call. There's always somebody that doesn't figure it out, and then you get that echo effect. So eventually, if you can't stop it, you got to go, look, guys, I guess I'm all right, well, we'll have to catch you later. Just get out of here, because right. That would happen if you couldn't fix it. There's also other things you could do. And, Steve, this is a perfect one for you. That's a good Zoom escaper.
But I don't need the app for that. I have a child that can actually do that for me.
So you just have to have her do it on cry on demand.
And it's going to be really weird if they know you don't have a baby.
That's even better.
Yeah.
Like, guys, there's a baby in my house and I don't even know whose it is. I gotta go.
There'll be a lot of drama. Like, did anybody know Steve even was like involved with anybody? Now he's got a kid. He's a single parent. When did this happen? Steve, of course, this is another one that would work for you.
Yeah, again, I don't need this. I got that at home.
Also, dude. Did Lulu get a lot bigger?
Yeah, right.
Lulu's boys dropped, apparently.
All right, well, this last option.
They have boys.
Yeah, wait, what?
This last option you don't have at home, Steve. It's a weeping man that needs your attention. I'm messing this Zoom call.
Hey, guys, I got to go. Danny just realized he's out of guyliner.
I knew I was brought into that one.
Yeah, so that's I do have this one, BJ. I got Lulu, I got Tatum, and I got Danny. I don't need that's this stupid point. App.
For a low price of $5, I will cry on your Zoom meeting.
I totally forgot about Danny and the guyliner issue.
Sorry, guys. Danny just found out the cost of the new MXPX box set. He's very sad about it.
Yeah, so now you got to figure out who's more expensive, Danny or the Zoom Escape app.
And I already figured out a way to get Tatum to cry on command, we've learned.
Oh, really?
She has tantrums about the most ridiculous things. Yesterday, she had a tantrum because we went outside, and when we came back in, my wife said she put on her socks. Sid put them on her own feet. And for some reason, that upset Tatum, and she just started crying.
Oh.
I'm like, what? She's mad at you for putting on a sock.
Oh, yeah. See that? Yep. There you go. Get used to it, my friend.
Vicky's like, oh, yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There you go, Steve.
So if I don't like the Zoom meeting, I'm like, babe, put on a sock.
Yeah, put on a sock quick. Hurry up.
Or take MXPX's box set away from Danny.
Oh, come on. Don't bring it.
Aw.
So sad.
That would be so awkward if all of a sudden you had a weeping man in the background.
It is very, and I think if I'm in a meeting and I hear that, I'm like, what is going on in that house? Yeah, get out of here.
Sorry, my man's crying, gotta go.
Yeah, gotta run.
Do you need to call the cops or a therapist?
No, it's just my side hustle, dominatrix on the side, don't worry about it.
Oh, wow.
He'll be fine.
Oh, dear.
His credit card was declined for Vicky's OnlyFans page. I'm sorry.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. Hey, you got something to say?
I got something to say.
Say it. They're wild, rabid, and on the loose. This is Listeners on the Loose.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. This is your opportunity to be heard. But when you are being heard, Steve has a rule.
It's a simple rule, BJ. That's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you. And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone needs our advice.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. Hey, guys, I need your advice. My girlfriend wants to have a threesome with another guy.
Oh, boy.
She's quite a bit younger than me. I'm 54. She's 30. She's mentioned having a threesome with one of my older friends since our last date. I'll admit, on our first date, when she brought it up, I thought that was just innocent flirt talk and I could be okay with it. Now that we're 3 years in, I'm not so sure anymore. I'm wondering if that might be a deal breaker if I say no, as she started asking for it a lot more recently. What should I do?
Devil's threesome. It's his girlfriend, right?
Yes. They've been together 3 years. He's 54. She's 30. She wants to bang another dude with him there, a.k.a. a threesome.
And if I heard him correctly, if I heard you read this correctly, she brought this up early on.
Yes.
Well, at this point of the ball game, it's like, you know what you're getting into. I don't know why if you don't want to do something like this, you can't blame her. It's like she didn't tell you. I mean, she didn't keep it from you.
I know, but I mean, I think about like our first date, my wife ate mussels, and like she was not a fan of mussels, but she thought that it would be like, I would think she was weird if she didn't eat mussels. You know, she agreed to do something that she wasn't really down with. Granted, mussels are a little bit different than sausage, You know what I mean?
But see, in this
and
case,
eventually she's finally like, "Hey, I just want to let you know." Yeah. This is before she was vegan. She's like, "I just want to let you know. I think mussels are disgusting, and I never want to eat those again." And I laughed it off. I'm like, "Why didn't you say it in the first place? I wouldn't have ordered them."
So at some point, he waited too long. Like, how long was this before you? While you guys were dating?
This was date one, and then about, you know, a couple months into the relationship, where she realized that I'm not going to end a relationship because she doesn't like mussels.
Yeah. My point is,
I'm talking about the fish, not flexing.
You make a good point, Steve. Sometimes people do things just to try because they're attracted to the other person, and they will lie. They will lie and go, "I love wrestling," or whatever, or you'll lie and
I'll say, I kind of like wrestling.
Yeah.
I watch it all the time.
But frankly, you and I don't have I don't have any experience in this idea of doing multiple things with multiple people. Anybody in this room? I mean, I know one person, but I don't know if anybody else. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen, the expert.
Oh, I was staring at your daughter waiting to see if we were going to find out something that we didn't know about. Like, I'm waiting to see if, like, an arm goes up.
No, of course you know in this room who's done that.
I am curious.
I was like, oh, this is going to get awkward awesomely.
No, Sarah's not going to raise her hand. If she does, she better not. You haven't. No, you're not going to do it.
Have you? No.
No.
Okay. So, you know why?
But you wants to,
I noticed
right?
that Joe didn't raise his hand, and he's not going to, though. Doesn't mean he hasn't. He's just not going to tell us.
Joe's fresh off of one, for all we know.
Oh, really?
What he does on those hiking trips when, like, probably ducks away from his sister, says, "I'll be right back." Got to go to the bathroom. He meets up with these two girls. And just,
all right, then. Okay.
Gets a couple extra steps in.
Yeah, that's okay. No. Wonderful story.
I'm just speculating.
Are you speculating? Right, okay.
Back to Vicky.
Back to Vicky, the only one that really does have real life experience.
I am curious to see what he responded to after the first date. Like, "Oh yeah, we'll do that someday." Or he's
that,
like,
"Sounds awesome."
Oh, that sounds awesome, because that probably puts it in her head. Like, okay, you know, we'll find the right time, the right person. But if he's like, "You know what, I'm not sure," then that's kind of like on her too. It's like, okay, well, either you should have continued that conversation in the beginning and not be surprised that he's not really down for it 3 years later.
And I just,
but it can make or break it.
I mean, do you feel like this relationship is long? I mean, unless they figure this out, I just don't think they're going to stay
Twin
together.
Texas says, "Dude, do it. She's 30. You're 54. She's going to leave you eventually anyway. Have fun."
Wow. Well, there's that.
But what if he doesn't want to be involved in an intimate situation with another guy?
Well, there's that too.
Right.
I think what the problem is mostly, it's at least for me, I know I've kind of gotten to this point where that sort of thing doesn't bother me when I don't have feelings attached. But once I start feeling something for somebody, it's like, okay, I don't know if I want to share.
Does it matter if it's the gender that's in the threesome? Like, if it's another dude that's brought in or if it's another female, would that matter to you?
I think both would be awesome. I'd prefer another dude into the mix, but I know, like,
no, I'm talking about, like, securities. Like you said, you know, the longer you get into a relationship, is there, okay, I'll do it with this gender, but not that gender.
See, I think for me, it would definitely be easier. It's like, hey, another dude in the situation, right. But I think for the guy, he would feel weird, you would think. But if it was a girl brought into it, I know I would have a hard time with another girl sharing with a dude. Because sometimes when you have another dude in the mix, he doesn't participate with the other dude in the mix.
And he can just be there for, like, you know, coaching purposes.
Exactly.
Like, guys like to coach each other up.
You know, you
got this, brother.
Hype man.
That is a very good point. Usually, at least in the
bedroom, Flavor Flav.
Yeah. That's what, come on.
You got this.
Come on, I expect better out of you. Get one more set in. Let's go. That's about the only thing I think you'll see the average guy do is be the hype man. Wait,
need me to spot you? I got you, bro, Chacho.
Yeah.
You need a Gatorade? Yeah. I got you.
Yeah. Bro Chacho.
Sorry, I heard that in a YouTube video and I couldn't stop laughing.
That's amazing, just because it made me think of nachos, and I really want nachos. So.
Home workout guy, he always says, "What's up, my bro Chachos?" And I laugh every time.
That is a great hybrid of two words that basically mean buddies, right?
Yeah.
My bro and my muchacho. Yeah. I like this. Yeah, bro chacho is the best word ever.
I really want to open up, like, a food truck and sell, like, nachos where the bros, nachos. Yeah, that make nachos.
Bro Chacho Nacho.
That I love
bro nachos.
Let's do it.
Somebody needs to open that place.
And that dish should have extra sausage in it.
Yeah. Yes. That one will be called the Steve.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I want it to be called the Steve.
I hope we've helped that texture. I'm not sure if we were, but I hope
think
we were.
So.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know, I think the one guy said it. She's going to leave you anyway. Have fun. Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, but the thing is this. Again, it's not another woman being brought in. If this guy is not attracted to men, it might not be a thing for him to do.
Now, could he go back and say, "Hey, I'll do that," but then we also have to do one with the woman as well?
Again, if you're of the, "She's going to leave you anyway," yeah, make whatever deal you can.
I think that's fair.
Most out of this ride.
I am
going
to try to get free cable out of the deal, maybe a couple more services. You know, Paramount Plus is coming, you know. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'll do whatever I can. That's it. You know, listen, you know what? How much time do I have? How many deals can I make?
Best of luck to see you there, bro, Chacho.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Earlier, we were talking about things that like your family convinces you is normal, but then you find out that it's not. One person said, my mom made me believe that if I keep playing with my belly button would fall off. It took me till high school to find out that was a lie. LOL.
But, you know, part of your belly button does fall off. You don't know it because you're a little guy.
True.
Or a little gal, for that matter. Yeah. You know, that's kind of, there's some truth behind it, but it already happened. She's lying to you, telling you about something that already happened.
I remember when Tatum was born, I thought, okay, I got to like choke up on the bat. And other, you know, like I got to get a good cut in there. That way the belly button's not like impacted. Like I'm like, where, you know, I'm thinking like I'm going to impact how the belly button's going to look, not realizing they just have you cut the umbilical cord and then they take care of the rest after that. Like it's not.
Oh, you were really trying to like shave close and really.
Well, I was like, how close do you need me to get closer? Like, no, just cut the damn umbilical cord. It's just. This is just a moment. Like, don't overthink it, sir.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
I'm so happy I didn't have to do any of that.
I'm so happy I did.
Oh, that seems
such an
so
awesome
scary. I mean, I don't mind being there for, like, the birth, but the cutting, I don't want to have to do anything that involves the equipment they're using because I would be afraid I would slip.
Well, they make it pretty idiot-proof.
Yeah, but then again, have you met me?
Yes, yeah. But you've met me, and I pulled it off just fine.
All right. I feel like, you know, out of the two of us, when it comes to physical clumsiness, I might have you beat.
Yeah, but this is just involves scissors.
Yeah. I have really hurt myself with scissors a couple times in my life.
That's not surprising.
Yeah, I that would terrify me to have to cut the cord because I'd be like, I don't want to cut any. What if I hit her? What if I hit the kid?
I thought it would have been funny. I didn't do it, but I should have went and got one of those like the children's those safety scissors. Like
that's
those, like,
what
the,
I would
like,
need.
The plastic ones.
The two like even like the metal ones, but they're like that dulled out like scissors. Oh, yeah. And be like, oh, don't worry, I brought my own and pull those out.
I got this.
Yeah.
How difficult was it to cut? Because it's not like a piece of paper, right? You're cutting through. But, I mean,
I definitely squeezed hard to make sure that I didn't have to like gnaw at it. In other words, but like it wasn't, dude. It cut just fine, but it's definitely it's not like cutting a piece of paper. It's like cutting a piece of cardboard.
I would have passed out. There's just no way.
I thought I would too, and I didn't.
Yeah, that surprises me,
and especially because like the adrenaline's going so much. I don't even remember. I know I did it, but I don't remember what it was like.
Are you sure? Are you sure you didn't cut anything else? See, that's the problem.
Well, I'm positive because my ex had a C-section.
Oh.
And so they...
Oh, you had to cut the stomach?
No, yes.
sir, we're going to need your help. We need you. Our doctor couldn't make it, and since you're cutting the cord anyway.
I got it, yeah. No, actually, they cut the umbilical cord, but they left enough on there so that way you could still go through the experience of it.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Oh, so the kid's already out.
Yeah.
And it's already cut. Yeah, because I'm going to say, to see the kid being like... And then they bring you in while the cord's going into your wife's
That'd
gut.
Be nightmare fuel.
Yeah, I don't want that. And then at that point, don't you feel like a loser? They already cut the cord, and they go, here you go, cut the cord?
No, not at all.
No,
I'd be going, get out of here.
It's there for just pomp and circumstance.
Who cuts a ribbon at the ceremony, and after the mayor gets over there, and the ribbon's already cut, they go, well, we saved you a piece to cut, mayor.
Well, sometimes they'd have multiple people cutting ribbons.
Oh, see, no, I want to be the first one or I'm out. I'm not going to open up a store if I'm the second guy cutting the store ribbon.
BJ, the only guy to get in the fight with the doctor at the labor
over a ceremony.
You know, that's the one thing. They give you the big scissors at the store opening, and you go, wait, the ribbon's already cut? Get out of here. That was no, I'm not going to be the second ribbon cutter. Nobody remembers that guy. You barely remember the second guy that landed on the moon.
So you'd be mad if, like they say, you could throw out the ceremonial first pitch at a Mariners game, but there's going to be another person that's after you that's, like, you know, done.
Oh, if they're after me, I don't care. You can do my sloppy seconds. But if I got to go after somebody else.
Oh,
forget that. You know, I'm sorry, Seattle Mariners, but I am not throwing a pitch out after somebody else. I'm your star attraction.
That's right.
Yeah.
Bro Chacho.
Bro Chachos.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's listeners on the loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Lots of people still talking about the lottery. One person just brought up a point, and this is kind of related to the lottery, because they said, hey, you have 10 minutes to spend $5,000 in one store. Where are you going, and what are you buying?
Oh, 10 minutes to spend $5,000 or more?
No, just $5,000 in one store.
Oh, in one store. Ooh.
I mean, does Deja Vu count as a store?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I really, I think it does. Wow. Well, yes, I guess I would go to the game store.
The game store?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, just call it the game store?
Well, any game store. Zulu's Board Game Cafe, for instance, I would go there. Or a Mox Boarding House. I mean, those, I could probably drop $5,000 there. Mm-hmm. Getting all of the everything I wanted.
Ooh, man. I'm torn. Right now, I'm jonesing to play hockey again, so hockey's on my mind. And I'm trying to think of things I want to buy. Like, I want to get a new goalie mask and get it painted.
You can drop $5,000 on that with all the stuff you get at the hockey store.
Oh, yeah, easily. So I think, like, the hockey shop up in Surrey, kind of close to Vancouver, Surrey, British Columbia, there's a cool hockey store that's got, like, a whole floor for just goalie gear. I haven't been there since they renovated, but I hope one day when the borders open again to go there, and hopefully I can have this $5,000, this fictional $5,000.
Yeah, you need that too.
I could, because but this part of me is like, and Danny, I'm feeling like you'll probably go to like Music End. I mean, you could go to like Guitar Center.
Oh, yeah, Guitar Center.
Oh, forget about it. So do I want drums or do I want hockey gear? Yeah. Can someone make a goalie drummer store? Is that a thing?
That's not, I can't do it for you, sir. I'm sorry.
Because I could definitely spend $5,000 that way.
Yeah.
The only problem that I feel like with going to a Guitar Center is I would have to like pre-plan this, because if I only have 10 minutes, I better know what I want. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because like, if you only have 10 minutes to go in there and spend $5,000, I'm going to be like, I'm going to have a list ready. I want this guitar, this equipment, and just go.
See, that's usually the problem. They drop it on you quick. That's what's part of those deals. Here's, you got five. Go in now. And you go, dang, I don't know.
And you can get like one really sick guitar.
Yeah.
Or you can get like a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you go to our friend Rachel Barley and Parker. They have that store with Diablo guitars.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And it's like super high-end.
Ooh.
Awesome, some vintage guitars. I bet you could walk in there and just drop $5,000 and get one or two guitars.
Do it, Danny.
Just one guitar, $5,000.
Why
not?
Give him $5,000 so he can see what it's like.
Yeah,
I will make sure somebody gives you $5,000 that's not mine.
Cool, Rev.
Yeah.
Right, give me $5,000.
Pass.
Rev, you're popping in the store. What are you spending $5,000 on, buddy?
Right now, it's so boring, but furniture store. Like, I need, but I mean,
yeah,
like,
that would be what my wife would say.
I want a new couch. Actually, I need multiple new couches, some more office furniture. Like, and couches are not cheap.
I was gonna say, you could get two couches and blow $5,000 easy.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, I realized, the wife and I, that we've never bought a couch. We have all of our couches have been gifted to us or hand me downs. And I've, like, looking at the prices of them, I'm like, how are these things this expensive?
It's kind of ridiculous, especially if you go to like a nicer furniture store, and I'm just like, do you want that couch? Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I got one at JCPenney for like a third of that price when I was a single guy. And yeah. I was like, yeah, that couch, it looked like a couch that was a third of the price.
Yeah, right?
That's the problem. Once you bought a new house, you were insane.
Yeah.
Because you can't put crap in a new house.
Well, especially the new house, the vibe of the new house, a lot of the stuff that we had at our old house did not mesh well. So Vicky walked away with a lot of stuff. And so did our cousin Kaylee.
Winner, winner.
Nice score.
Yeah.
Nice going, Vic. She doesn't even need the $5,000. Just goes to you.
Right. Every so often, I'm like, do you need bar stools? She's like, yeah, actually, we do. I'm like, here, have these.
Yeah.
I know. And they're treated like gold in my house. My mom will let my little foster brother, Prince Miggs, on them.
I don't blame her.
She's like, these are nice. We're not letting him near these.
Yeah. Oh, you can't let a toddler near nice things. All right, Vicky, how about you? $5,000. Ooh.
Easy.
Craft store?
Oh, dang it. Dang it. I didn't think of that. But okay, close. Target.
Oh.
Because
Target's
got stuff.
See, yeah. Target does have everything, yeah. though, so you could get whatever you'd want.
You could have a lot of fun at Target.
Oh, yeah. My God.
$5,000 at Target. Yeah. I mean, you cover everything. Adult stuff, kid stuff. Mm-hmm. You get some
electronics.
Bananas. Yeah.
Food.
It's so true. You could furnish your house. I mean, seriously, because mm-hmm. they have the furniture section. I mean, they don't have couches or anything, but they got everything else you'd want.
I think they might have like little pieces of furniture and stuff.
Yeah.
They have bean bags. That's all that matters to me.
Yeah. I mean, I do like bean bags.
Right. They got all the tables and stuff you'd want.
They got a really good, like, it's like a turkey cranberry sandwich. You get like a few of those.
In where the
they
frozen got that? Food section or
and, like,
where?
In the food section, like where all the
oh,
lunch
that's
meat
right.
Is.
I keep forgetting.
They have like
they
a little display
there.
Of sandwiches. I was in a bind and I got one. My mind was blown by how tasty it was.
It's turkey cranberry.
Okay, I'm going to have to check that out at Target. I didn't know
highly
they had
recommend.
It. You can go right and take it and eat it?
Well, I mean, yeah, you have to open up the package in it. You know,
all right,
then
well, listen.
It.
All right, I'll have someone do that for me.
Have you guys ever gone into Target and not spent at least 2 times more than you meant to spend?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You go in for paper towels, you walk away with like $100 worth of stuff.
They know what they're doing.
Yes.
They know what they're doing.
Texas got a good one. How about no one said Best Buy? It's so easy to blow $5,000. Yeah, think about like appliances.
Oh, good call.
Entertainment stuff.
Yeah.
Gadgets.
Oh, yeah, son get one of those a. Big ass TVs.
Yeah. Can I have to get out of the game store. Sorry, Zulus.
Yeah, man. I think $5,000 is a little too much to spend on games, BJ.
Pardon me?
If you ask me.
Okay. I mean, now you need to stop that heresy talk.
How about someone said go to some fitness warehouse, get everything needed to put together a badass home gym, never have to pay dues and get locked out again.
You know, there's I agree with most of that, except the part where you said home gym.
Yeah.
That was working just, out thing yeah, is yeah, not
that's
work
not
out.
Gonna
or yeah. Just hit up one of those like auctions. A lot of like the big gyms that were closing around the town, like the certain places that were just like putting stuff up for auction. You'll probably walk away with a ton of stuff.
Or just follow Steve around, and when he has to get a new home gym, you'll get his old home gym stuff because it doesn't look right in the house.
Yeah, and I suck at selling stuff. I'm the worst. Like, we have like this thing for Tatum that we never use, and it's just like, but we just can't like spare getting rid of it because it was just a little too much money than like it was called like a mamaroo. It's like this like swinging seat.
Oh, yeah.
It's cool. But she
you
was
thought
never...
you'd need that. Sometimes people thought those were you needed, but she doesn't use it, huh?
Doesn't she doesn't. She's not feeling it, but it's like.
She's not. Hey, Pops, not feeling this one. Let's just give this one away.
It's so
okay?
funny. I've seen on TikToks where people will get them and their cats take them over. I mean, I'll take it off your hands. I'm sure Frank or Carl would be happy.
Oh, yeah. It'll become a cataroo.
Yeah.
Well, we don't get a purchase on it. You can have it for free. Well,
oh, see? He didn't even sell it to
Why
you.
Why Rev's not going to buy it for his cat?
He might.
I might.
All right, well, we'll
talk. You are a horrible negotiator. What is wrong with you?
I'm the worst at this.
You're really bad at that. You're just going to give it to me for free.
He's watching videos right now. You got a custy.
Yeah, you're right.
That's why you got to talk to me.
I'm not a strip club, man.
Yeah, don't call me custy.
Oh, no, he's a custy when it comes to his cats.
Call me custy.
He's a cat custy.
I lack dance.
Okay.
Someone says Fred Meyer sells nice furniture. Yeah, they actually do.
Oh, that's another place I want to be set loose in. Fred Meyer, yes.
You can get so much stuff there.
Oh, all right. I'm changing my mind. Sorry. I mean, sorry, Target. Got to go to Freddy.
So you go to Fred Meyer because there you can get couches.
Freddy, you can get everything there. Yeah. I think I bought one of my children there. I think. I mean, they got everything there. I'm not sure which one, Joe or Sarah. You know what? And they got a good money back guarantee.
So it said Cabela's, $5,000, easy.
Oh, yeah. Good call.
I think I'd want to buy like their display stuff, like the giant animals.
Oh, you're saying
like, here's $5,000 cash. Give me that bear.
I would like that bear, please.
Yes.
Okay.
I think they'd give it to you.
Probably.
I don't know how much it costs, or it might. If it's $5,000 or less, yeah, you got a good chance.
Wouldn't it be amazing to have that kind of money though, where you could just walk into a store and just be like, "I want that."
Yeah, but it's not for sale. I don't care
how much.
Wouldn't it be funny to like go there, pick the bear up off like the ground, walk up to the cashier. And then be like, here, scan this. And they're like, there's no scanning thing on it. What do you mean, sir?
Yeah.
I want this. And then they're like, eventually, like, how much? Like, everyone's got a price. Here's $5,000. No, $10,000.
That's why I love my hobby. When I was a kid, I couldn't get all the comic books or the board games that I wanted. I remember just thinking, I don't have 20 cents. Mm-hmm. It was like so, and I said, one day, you know, I will make enough money. And so luckily I've kept my hobbies pretty much low so that I literally can walk in and buy anything that I want. You know, one item, no matter what the item is, I can buy it because the price point is so low. Get your hobbies lower, guys. I mean, Steve, you're crazy with the hockey.
Yeah, hockey, goalie, wrestling, all of them cost money.
Yeah, you don't see, you're too high with your stuff. Danny, with your guitars, you got to go low, baby. Comic books, you can still get them. Yeah, they're like $5 a piece now, but I can still get one.
Some texter says, dude, Costco. Actually, a few people have been saying Costco. You could go crazy at Costco, from TVs, jewelry.
Right.
They have really cool couches there, too.
They have everything there.
Awesome Traegers.
They have Kraken gear.
So I'm going to have a fight to the death between a representative of Freddy's and a representative of Costco. I mean, because I don't know who to pick.
You can get an air conditioner there. You can get everything.
You surely can.
And I've seen them have like those giant, like those big legs of like the Spanish ham. I really want one just to have that big leg in my house.
You know, do you eat it, or is it?
I would eat it. Yeah, it's kind of like dried.
Oh, I don't think I've seen that at Costco. It's really
awesome. I have no idea what you're talking about.
You can get tires. I don't know either.
I thought you were talking about like a decoration for your house.
No. I was like, is this like a Christmas story, like a leg lamp?
Yeah.
What? No.
Wow, they sell those?
It's like a giant. It's like that. It's like a giant leg.
It's got its hoof on it, though. That seems
very... that one's the Amazon one. The one I saw.
Are you going to buy that on Amazon?
You could.
Wow. No, why?
I don't want a lot of weird stuff on Amazon.
I don't want to see the guy's foot.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Vicky. Feels weird.
Vicky's a bit of a savage.
I'm that person that watched, you know, we picked a cow out and I watched it get harvested, if you will.
Did you watch it get harvested?
Yeah, like my mom and I bought a whole cow from my aunt's farm and I was there for it. I'm like, if I'm going to eat it, I have to be okay with
Vicky,
this.
That's going to take a special person to be in your life.
I would just like to point out, it's like drums, guitars, board games. Vicky, I want a leg from a boar.
I want to harvest
giant
a cow.
Ham.
This thing is like 920.
Yes!
So you get five of these.
I could, but I also need something to wash it down with, so I'll probably get one of those giant bottles of booze.
Okay.
Like a Kirkland bottle?
I mean, I only have $5,000.
I feel like...
like those big ass ones, you know what I'm talking about?
I'm still disturbed, to be honest with you. The cow harvesting is disturbing.
Danny, you're right. It's like we're all going around having fun. And she's like, I want meat.
And Vicky just
Want meat?
She wants her meat to still look like it's what it was before you got it. Like, I like my steak to look like a piece of steak, not look like the cow it was.
Although that, and so don't forget, you have a 10-minute limit. I forgot all about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, sorry, Vicky. I don't know how you're going to chop it off the animal to get it, but good luck to you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.